Amen. Well, we're going to continue our time in worship through opening up God's Word. Vamos a abrir las Escrituras y continuar nuestro tiempo en la Palabra de Dios. And today, we're going to continue in our sermon series in the book of 1 Peter. Hemos estado en una serie de enseñanza en el libro de Primera de Pedro, en el Nuevo Testamento. So, you can go ahead and open up your Bibles there. We're going to open up Scripture to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. Hoy vamos a leer las Escrituras, Primera de Pedro, capítulo 2, versículos 4 al 10. And so you can go ahead and follow along with your Bibles or with your apps, and we're going to have the Scripture right on the projector screen right behind me as well. I will read the key verses in Spanish and then in English. Voy a leer la escritura primero en español y después en inglés. So let's hear now with open ears from the Word of God. Vamos a escuchar la palabra de Dios. Primera de Pedro, capítulo 2, versículos 9 y 10. Pero ustedes son linaje escogido, real sacerdocio, nación santa, pueblo que pertenece a Dios, para que proclamen las obras maravillosas de aquel que los llamó de las tinieblas a su luz admirable. Ustedes antes ni siquiera eran pueblo, pero ahora son pueblo de Dios. Antes no habían recibido misericordia, pero ahora y ya la han recibido. La gracia de Dios, la misericordia de Dios. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10 says the following. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Vamos a orar juntos. Lord, we thank you that we read these passages, Lord. Some of it we don't immediately understand, but other parts we definitely understand, God. We understand that you have taken that step to call us yours, God. You have called us your children, your possession, your people. Señor, tú nos has llamado a ser tu pueblo, Dios Santo. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us to understand what exactly that means and how to trust in that identity that we have in who you call us to be rather than in what others call us to be. Lord, would you meet us today in our questions, in our doubts, in our confusion, in our stress? Meet us just as we are. Encuéntranos, Dios Santo, hoy tal como estamos, en nuestras dudas, en nuestras preguntas, en nuestra confusión, ansiedad. Encuéntranos, Dios. And Lord, would you fill us with a joy and a strength and a peace that only comes from you. Llénanos con tu paz, Dios Santo. Lord, would you do what needs to be done? Would you make our old hearts into new hearts by the power of your word? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So welcome to everyone to Imago Church. Most of us have heard this, and we know what gathers us here together as a community, but Imago means that we're created in the image of God. Imago significa que somos creados en la imagen de Dios. And the vision that God has formed for this community, we've been worshiping on Sundays since September of last year, and been gathering together on Sundays since January of last year. But God has formed this community so that together we would be a gospel-centered, multicultural community where hope is built through restored relationships with God and with one another. Estamos centrados en Cristo Jesús, una comunidad multicultural centrada en Cristo Jesús. And so it's been such a joy to be on this journey together. The mission for this community really comes right out of that vision, that we would be a church that is good news to this city and this community, that we would be a church that reflects Visalia and the valley just as it is, that we would be a church that, by the power of the Holy Spirit, connects people who wouldn't ordinarily be together, but gathered around the worship of Jesus. So I'm just really excited that everyone plays a part in that mission and that we all get to be on that mission together. Me da tanto gusto que todos estamos juntos en esa misión. And really what drives that mission and that vision is identity and purpose. That our identity is in the image of God and our purpose is in the image of Christ. Todos aquí tenemos eso en común. Nuestra identidad está en la imagen de Dios. So we're really glad to be in worship together, to open up God's Word. And we've been on this series in 1 Peter, where we've been looking at what it means to be a resurrection community, to actually lean in to the new reality that God has called us into. Hemos estado viendo esta serie en Primera de Pedro, ¿qué significa ser una comunidad resucitada por el poder de Dios? So we are just continuing. We've been looking at what it means to hold on to a living hope. Then last week we talked about the invitation to that freedom through holiness and sanctification and being set apart for God's purposes. La semana pasada vimos qué significa tener vida de santidad y también tener una esperanza viva. And so every single week that we're here together, we actually take time to connect with God, to connect with each other, and we do that through the Hope Through Relationships greeting. It's not just the time to be able to connect over a fun or funny question, but it's a time to actually continue to grow in our love and affection and in our community together. Es tiempo de conectar juntos como una comunidad durante el tiempo de saludo. And so it's really one of the desires here at Imago Church that as a church community, we have an opportunity to know one another, but also to be known by one another as well. So that's exactly why we do that. And it's been a part of Imago since the very beginning. In the very early days, we used to gather over at my house. Antes teníamos nuestras reuniones en mi casa. And I used to always take out this book. Some of you that were there from those early days remember that. It was the Book of Questions, where we would have someone just pick a number between 1 and 1001. It was a book called 1001 Questions. Then we had a person pick the number and we'd open it up and we'd just really get to know each other and have fun with that question. And one of the questions I remember from one of the earliest times we ever came together was actually about jobs. What was your first job? And we heard all kinds of different responses. Teníamos una pregunta en un saludo una vez de ¿qué fue tu primer trabajo? And there were some people in the group who had their first job in retail. There were other people who had their first job on the farm or their family had a dairy. They went to go work at a dairy. And I thought about myself, and the first job that I ever had was actually as a waiter. Yo antes era un mesero. And I got to serve as a waiter when I was 17 years old, when I was in junior, senior. That was my routine. Right after high school, I just went over to this restaurant. And really, as I thought about that time when I used to work at that restaurant and that time when I was in high school, I have to be honest with you. That was a season in my life that was full of joy and excitement, but also full of a lot of challenges as well. Ese tiempo de mi adolescencia fue tiempo de gozo, pero también de batalla. I remember a few years ago, I had my high school reunion. It was more than a few years ago now, but I remember when I got the letter for it. I was really considering going. I couldn't at the time because I was on the other side of the country. I lived in New Jersey at the time, and I went to high school in Southern California. But I started reflecting and thinking about who I was back then. And I thought to myself that who I am today is not who I used to be. Quien soy ahora no es quien antes era. And I had to think about how I even really set up my identity back in those high school days. And when I'm really honest with myself, I know that a lot of my identity was actually one of two extremes. It was either me conforming to what others expected me to be, or it was me rebelling from what others expected me to be. And really, I realize that God has brought me so far. Who I am today is not who I used to be. Por la gracia de Dios, quien soy ahora no es quien antes era. I've told many of you even this story of an early Christian leader by the name of Augustine, who tells this story about how he had been transformed by Christ, and who he is today is not who he used to be. And it's the same with those of us here. I'm sure that we can go around and we can hear stories of who we used to be, but how by the power of Christ, by the power of the gospel, we are not who we used to be. We are made new. Todos aquí somos nueva creación por el poder de Cristo. The scripture that was read today actually talks about how God makes us new. La escritura que leímos hoy habla de cómo Dios nos hace nuevas criaturas. And the scripture actually talks about what it means to be a called community in verses 9 and 10. What it means to be a called community and a new community. And what we see here as well is that in the scripture, we will always see that part of what it means to be called is always for a purpose. No one has ever just called or blessed for me and mine. But calling and blessing always has a purpose. Calling and blessing is never to isolate. It's never to just puff up. But being called by God is always for the sake of connecting, inviting, and building up. It's never just for me and mine. It's never just to be a frozen, chosen little club where we're in and everyone's out. No, that's not the point of being chosen. The point of being chosen is for a purpose, to invite, to build up, and to connect others to God. Ese es el propósito del llamado de Dios. We see that ever since the beginning. When Abraham, who was called by God, he was blessed. And the promise was this, that you are blessed to be a blessing. Abraham fue bendecido para ser bendición. And God even promised him that. Through you, all nations and all families will be blessed. So that's always the promise with blessing. It is always for a greater purpose. To be restored, to invite others into that identity in the image of God, into that purpose in the image of Christ. And together, friends, we are that. We are a called community. In the New Testament, we also see other references to what it means to be a called community. There's even some passages that refer to this called community as the new humanity. So notice that this calling from God is to make us new people. Not just nice people, not just Sunday people, but transformed people. El llamado de Dios es para transformarnos en una manera holística. We're a community that is called to go out and follow Jesus no matter what the cost may be. We're called to carry our crosses and to trust in Him completely. That's our calling. That's who God has called us to be, with a greater purpose. And the reality is that each call requires a response. And the invitation from God is actually a calling to go from being a creation of God. Each one of us are creations of God. But the calling of God is to go from being a creation to being a child of God. El llamado de Cristo es para ser hijos e hijas de Dios. So everyone here has a similar calling. We have a first calling. And that first calling is to be with God. So whether you're younger, whether you're older, if you've probably been like me, you've asked yourself this question: what's my calling? What's my purpose? Well, I'm telling you right now, we all have one common calling, which is to be with God. That's our first calling. But we all have a second calling as well. What's the specific thing that God has called us to do? So our first calling, if you notice, is that just to be with God, to be a child of God. Notice that our first calling has nothing to do with you doing anything. Nuestro primer llamado no tiene que ver con sus acciones. But our first calling has everything to do with who we are and who we're being and what our identity is. Our first and primary calling is that we would be with God and that we would be His children. That's our first calling. Everyone in this room has that same first calling. Todos aquí tenemos ese primer llamado de permanecer en Cristo. But the truth is that we all have a second calling as well. And that second calling is to take action and to serve in a particular way, according to your gifts, according to your personality, according to your experiences. That's our second calling. So that's God's invitation here. Our calling has a purpose to make the shift, to take the step from simply being a creation of God to now being a child of God. And we become children of God when we trust in Jesus. Nos convertimos hijos e hijas de Dios cuando confiamos en Cristo. That's exactly why He came, as we sang in some of these songs. He came to give us that living hope. He came down and became like us so that we could become like Him, so that we could connect with Him. Dios vino aquí para salvarnos. The story of Jesus continues today. We continue to be His spiritual body in the world today when we do that, when we abide in Christ and when we carry out our calling, when we carry the crosses that He's given us just as Jesus carried His. La historia de Cristo continúa hoy por medio del pueblo de Dios. His story continues through us. So we're going to see this pattern often in our lives, this pattern of carrying our crosses. I know, and I've met with many of you. You have crosses that you're carrying these days. Keep going, just as Jesus kept going. That's going to be the pattern that you're invited into, to carry your cross, to die. Sometimes we're going to die in this life, sometimes figuratively, sometimes literally, but then there will be resurrection. To carry our crosses, to die, and to resurrect. That's the calling, that's the invitation, that Jesus' life would become our life as well. We are a people that has been chosen for a purpose, as this passage talks about. We are a people, the church, the family of God, we're actually a people that will not go away. Found across the world, found throughout history, a people that will not go away. We will take on this pattern of carrying our crosses, of death and resurrection over and over again. The generation before me knew the name of Jesus. and the generation after me and after us will know the name of Jesus. Right now, we're carrying the baton for a season, but we're passing it on to the next generation. I love seeing some of the kids, some of the younger people here. And I want you to know that right now, I'm carrying it, but it's going to be passed on to you. Some of our leaders are carrying it, but it's going to be passed on to you. I used to be sitting just like you, a little distracted, a little bored, but God meets us there. And you are going to be the leaders and the ones carrying on this message in the generation to come. That's the pattern that God invites us into. We live and exist to continue to tell this story of resurrection and multiplication.
Vivimos para pasar este mensaje del Evangelio de una generación a otra.
So you and I are invited to not just take a passive role, but to actually take an active role, to take an active part. And we do that when we respond to the call of God. When we respond to the call and when we say yes. When we say yes to a story that is so much bigger than just me or you. When we say yes to a story that is so much bigger than just this building or any organization or anything material. When we respond to the call of becoming part of this eternal story, this story of resurrection, this story of living hope, this story of multiplication. It's the story that connects us to the people of God throughout history and throughout the world.
Dios nos invita a una historia más grande, a tomar acción, a seguir adelante en nuestro llamado. Todos estamos invitados a responder al llamado de Dios.
Now, to be part of this called community that Peter is talking about here in this passage is really to be that, to take an active step in being a child of God, to take an active step in being a part of God's family.
El llamado de Dios es tomar acción en siendo parte de la familia de Dios.
So we've talked about it, right? We all have a common calling, and that's that we would abide with Christ, that we would go from just being a creation of God to now being a child of God, to be part of this new humanity. That's what it means to be a child of God, to be made new.
Ser hijo o hija de Dios es ser nueva creación.
And this is an invitation for all people, in all times, in all places. That's why even here at Imago Church, we have people of different backgrounds, with different stories, with different experiences. We all have that common calling, to be children of God and to take an active part in God's family. That's God's invitation to us.
Esa es la invitación de Dios así a nosotros.
Now notice that God invites us into this calling. God will never force us or coerce us.
Dios jamás nos va a forzar a tomar parte en nuestro llamado. Dios nos invita a nuestro llamado.
Now we can hear this talk about calling, about resurrection, about multiplication, about living out who we were created to be, about living out our identity and our purpose. We can hear that and we can choose to stay comfortable. And to just let that go.
Podemos escuchar esta invitación y podemos permanecer confortables y dejarlo ir.
But the invitation of God is to go deeper. To actually take that next step. That next step in faith or that next step in mission. When we want to just kind of keep comfortable and not really take that step in engaging in this calling that we've been created for, that's actually a lot like simply going to a feast and not eating anything. So when we want to just remain comfortable in our religious customs without surrendering our lives or our trust to God, when we do that, when we don't want to respond to the call, that's a lot like going to this amazing party with amazing food and not eating any of the food, but just looking at it.
Maybe taking an Instagram picture, right? Insta-worthy, right? Or whatever it is. But that's a lot of what we can do when we want to take the passive route. It's a lot like going to a party and just looking at the food and not eating any of it. But friends, brothers, sisters, let's be clear about this. Jesus invites us to feast. Dios nos invita a tomar parte en la gran banqueta, en la comida. I love the way that the scriptures actually show us this, that Jesus invites us to feast. Jesus invites us to a banquet to come and eat, not just to look at the food. There's certain scriptures that say it very well. Come and see, taste and see that the Lord is good. A psalm tells us that. Notice that the psalm is not telling us, come, look and see that the Lord is good, or get a bunch of information and know that the Lord is good. No, the scriptures tell us, taste and see that the Lord is good. So friends, Imago Church, you are a community called by God. Somos una comunidad llamados por Dios. A community called to invite others to become children of God. That's why in this season of our church life, we're outward focused. We're a church that is not just focused on us, but we want to be a church that is good news to this community, good news to this valley, good news to this city. Not just about ourselves. That's why we're praying into this list of 10 people. 10 people that we're praying for, that we're influencing, that we're inviting to take their first steps in faith or to take their next steps in mission. Todos estamos orando y invitando a gente para tomar sus primeros pasos con Dios o sus próximos pasos en la misión y en su llamado. And as we've said over and over again, we know no one can invite everyone. But by the grace of God and the power of God, each one of us can invite someone. And I love it because we've seen that already. Many of us that are here are because we've been invited by someone. Even this coming summer, that's going to be an opportunity during our summer fellowship where we do something fun, where we go for pizza or a barbecue or go do something fun together, bowling or something in town. That's going to be an opportunity to invite friends, to invite family and neighbors, to take that first step with God. And that's why we're inviting people. Because when we think about it, we realize that each one of us is here. Our journey with God started because each one of us was invited. Invited by someone, or invited by some circumstance as well. Some of you could be kids or younger or in high school, and you can think, well, no one invited me. I come with my parents. Well, guess what? Your parents invited you. Not everyone has that same situation. I'm one of those as well. Now, our parents aren't perfect, but they tried their best. And in my case, too, my parents invited me to know God. And that is a blessing. Others, it was other people. It was our family members. It was friends. It was a kind stranger. Everyone starts their journey somewhere. Each one of us has been invited. Cada uno de nosotros ha estado invitado a tomar ese paso en nuestro camino con Dios. And when we invite people, we really just point them to Jesus. We point them to Jesus because Jesus is where the life is at. That's what the Bible points to. It points to who Jesus is. Because let's be clear about this. It's one thing to have a lot of knowledge about the Bible. It's one thing to know a lot about the church. But it's another thing to live into our calling. To live into our calling of being children of God. Of being active children who invite others to receive this gift, to receive this joy of going from being a creation of God to now being a child of God. Esa es la invitación de invitar a otros para ser nuevas criaturas, para ser hijos e hijas de Dios. So we live to have this passion and this continued craving. And that's exactly why we exist as a church, to share this good news with others, to point others to life, to point others to Jesus, because that's where the life is at. Some of us may be thinking, well, why us, Pastor Carlos?
Algunos de nosotros podemos pensar, ¿por qué nosotros? Why has God called us to this specific mission? That's not easy, that's difficult, that's sometimes uncomfortable.
And even me, I'll be honest with you, I've asked myself the same question. I'm the pastor of this church, and I know that I by no means am I perfect. I know that I don't have all of the answers.
But friends, we ourselves are perhaps not the most qualified. Yeah, that's true. But we have been chosen.
That's what the scripture says. You and I are a chosen people, chosen for God's purposes. And as we've said many times, we have been called, so we have everything that we need. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the people of God. We have everything that we need. Because as we've talked about over and over at Imago, God does not call the qualified, but God qualifies the called.
Dios califica a los llamados.
And that's you and that's me. Just as we are in our challenges, in our imperfections, but God's going to make us new and transform us and give us everything we need on this journey. You and I have a purpose.
Tenemos un propósito, tenemos un llamado más grande.
Now, who I am and my identity is more than what I look like on the outside or more than what I feel like on the inside. In Christ, I know who I am. In Christ, I am forgiven. In Christ, I am protected. In Christ, I am secure in His love. I am alive and set free. And friend, you can be too. In Christ, you are forgiven. In Christ, you are set free. In Christ, you are alive. You are loved. You are secure.
That's His calling. That's His promise. You have purpose. You have identity.
And I want you to be very clear about this. You matter to God. You matter to this community. You matter to this family of faith.
Tú tienes propósito. Tú tienes identidad en Cristo.
Friends, that's our calling, that we would find our purpose in Him. Find your identity in Him. God's arm is actually already extended out toward you. So come to Him.
Ven a Él. Él te invita.
Above all, God sees you and says, you belong to me. Because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, that includes you and me. We belong to Him.
Permanecemos a Él.
So here at Imago Church, we don't get tired of saying it over and over again. And every single Sunday, I remind us of this and we remind each other of this, that our identity is in the image of God and our purpose is in the image of Christ.
Nuestra identidad en la imagen de Dios, nuestro propósito en la imagen de Cristo.
Nos recordamos de esto. Because we remind each other of this, and I've said this before, not because we're slow learners, but because we're quick forgetters. So every single week, we need to remind each other of this truth, who we are and what we're called for, right? Because if we don't base our identity in who God calls us to be, then we will base our identity in what something else calls us to be or in what someone else calls us to be. It's really that simple. And I know that here in this room, you've shared with me some of your stories. We can go around here and we can think back on things that we've been called before. Some of those things have been positive. Others have been not so positive. But friend, brother, sister, know this. Whatever those things we have been called in the past, there is a calling that is truer on your life. There is a calling that is more real. So brother, sister, friend, young one, elderly, there is a calling on your life. One that is truer, one that will sustain you, one that will take you through all the days in this life. As children of God, we have a calling that is truer. So may we let go of the former callings and may we hold on to Jesus. May we hold on to this new calling, this new experience. And may we be able to hold on to the fact that we belong. We are forever a part of the family of God. To abide in Christ and to invite others into that joy, that's our calling, that's our purpose.
Ese es nuestro llamado, ese es nuestro propósito de permanecer en Cristo y invitar a otros a ese gozo.
So friends, let's hold on to that. The living Lord calls us. Will we respond? Jesus calls you. Will you respond? Let's pray together. Vamos a orar juntos. Lord God, we thank you because you call us to yourself.
Señor, te damos gracias porque tú nos llamas a ti mismo.
And Lord, we just pray that today may be that day where we can say yes. Yes to you. Yes to your promises. Yes to your calling.
Que hoy sea el día, Señor, que decimos sí a tu promesa, a tu bondad, Dios Santo.
And Lord, we just pray that today you would do the work in us. What you started in us, you will bring about to completion, Lord. We're not there yet, but because of your grace and promise, we will get there because of Jesus. Because Jesus is already there, we will get there, Lord, and we thank you. And God, today we just declare our trust in you.
Hoy, Señor, declaramos nuestra confianza en ti.
And God, help us to take that step from being creations of God to now being children of God. And if that's you today, all you have to do is simply trust in Jesus. Say, God, I trust you today. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he came to save me and that through him I have new life. Thank you for being my Savior. Make me new, oh God.
Podemos orar eso hoy mismo. Dios, transfórmame, renuévame, hazme nueva creación hoy mismo en el nombre de Jesús.
And God, we just pray that you would continue to rain down, even in this time of worship, even as we continue in fellowship and as we're sent out from here, Lord. You have blessed us to be a blessing to those around us. You have called us with purpose.
Nos has llamado con propósito.
And Lord, we pray that we would be able to do that, to be a light in the areas that you call us, God. Thank you, Lord, that you give us everything that we need. You give us your Holy Spirit, you give us your presence, and you give us your love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.